The halachas of shatnez are very shvere halachas. Most people don't know nothing about them. Chutz, that is a couple of places that claim that they check shatnez. Some take do. We'll get to that later. There's Hashem. And there's a lot of halachas, but the schiyuv is nogea to everyone. Was tkufas and klal Yisrael that these halachas were a little bit less relevant. And recently, again, with the Naya Ganze Welt, everything is moving around, and money is a little bit more tight from Amol, and people are recycling and using different stuff. And again, a lot of pieces of shatnez find themselves into jackets and coats. You're opening your tear jackets and you find inside all fashidin shatnezim. But to know these halachas, we have to go keseder advarim. Lat is ties. It could be so much zachen, a blanket in an airplane. I know a lot of people are scared to don't put on themselves a blanket in an airplane ever. Let's check some shatnez. If you look, if you're anyway doing Avere, and you saw Chalisro,
it's not
to it's to keep you warm. What? It's to keep you warm. In the plane, it's to keep you warm. I'm telling you, I freeze every time. Because I never put a blanket on, I freeze. Never put a blanket on an airplane. So maybe some, sure, it's a blanket, it's an economy, a business, is a big difference. In the business, it's mamish a problem. The business is mamish a problem. But it's not as a poshet. I'm saying all these halachas, you go to places, you go to hotels, they give you these blankets, people just use them. Mutter also. Purim customs, 90% of them are shatnez. Okay, adults don't get dressed up, but kids in Bochum, yeah? And get dressed up. You have to know. The police costume, B'derech Klal is Shabbos. These, you know, these night jackets that look like a Timonisha, Rabonisha, the Yeshiva Bochum like to go with it, with the red hat, the B'derech Klal suits. These things, that these vests, B'derech Klal are Shabbos. I think maybe even more from Roif. So the halachas of Shabbos are very Negea Lemaise. But I'm saying, before we go to the details of the things that have to be checked, things that don't have to be checked. For learn, start this week to learn first the yesodos of shatnez, and then to go to the halachas and the chumras. In the Torah is written down two places, the isur of shatnez. In Parshas Kedoshim, ubeget kilayim shatnez lo yale olecho. And in Chumash Dvorim, in Kiseitze, Loisilbash shatnez, tzemer ufishtim yachat. The Gemara in Yevomes darshens, what she darshens, shuat vivenuz, the Gemara puts down the psukim together. But the Iker Yesoi, the two psukim, one pasuk is, beget shatnez lo yale olecho, beget shatnez lo yale olecho. The Gemara calls it, and we'll call it later, isur ha'alo. Isur ha'aloi, and as a pasuk loisil b'shatnez, isur levisha. So it's a isur ha'aloi, and as a isur levisha, and shatnez. Be'ha'aloi, it's mefurish in the Gemara, that you have to have ha'ano, hano. If you're not enjoying it, you're not chayim. And levisha is a machleikas. The Gemara says, "Ha'aloe dumye de levisha. Ma levisha de is be'anoe, af ha'aloe de is be'anoe." So, the pashtus, levisha as anoe, and ha'aloe. This is the Gemara darshens. One person says ha'aloe, one person says levisha, is a hekesh. Ma levi sheyesh bo anoe, afa lo yesh bo anoe. So the words of the Gemara for sure mashma that levi also has to have anoe. The other side is levi she bederech klal has anoe. The drosha is the aloe. Aloe bichlal doesn't have to have anoe. Aloe is dumya the levisha. So aloe needs anoe, but levisha doesn't need anoe. About you could ask, but after aloe needs anoe, so darshan levisha dumya the aloe. But could be not. Could be, so Levi explains it, levisha is a chefze for levisha. Aloe, when I'm enjoying it, it's like I'm wearing it. Dainu. The relating of the beged to me is by wearing it. Oh, when I put it on me and I'm enjoying it when it's on me, so this is a kind of related that I'm enjoying the beged. When I'm wearing the beged, so I'm wearing the beged. So I have shaykhis to the beged. I'm wearing the beged. When it's aloy on me, so what is the shaykhis? When you're enjoying it, it's a kind of wearing it. Person wears a shawl, wears a jacket on his shoulders. He's wearing it. So the fact that he's enjoying it connects it to him that he's called that his nene. If not, it's not called that his nene. So you have to have the anoe to connect you. But again, the ma'aseh is a machlekes rishonim. If a aloe dumi de levisha, if a levisha also has to have anoe or not. We'll see about the nafkeminas. The Isur is only when you have Tzemer Kvasim or Tzemer Eilim with Pishtan, with linen. Wool with linen. You have to know today we have a lot of wools that are not wools that are also, at least not Minatera. They have wool from rabbits. They have from camels. This is the Teira de Nasa. It's also not Kosher Letzitzis. Has to be Tzemer Kvasim. Tzemer Eilim, with linen, with pishta. The Isur is noyek and every beged. Be'ish, be'isha, beged sheloi, beged shel acherim, beged shel goy, doesn't make a difference. If you're wearing it, you're over a Isur. Moshe tzitzis, you own a chayev, it's your own beged. Rabbanon, the shoul is chayev. Beged shel akum is patur. Shatnez doesn't make a difference. Even if you borrow from someone a beged, and it's an issur to put on a child a beged klai. If you're giving him it and he's wearing it on his own, it's no chashayle, but for sure you're not allowed to. Like you're not allowed to feed a cotton isurim. It's called the issur sphere. The Gemara says, issur klai, yo'iver bekol rega verega. Every minute, yo'iver issur klai. Every minute. Now, it says in the Sforim that when a person wears kilayim, his tefillah doesn't go up. So a lot of times, people come to you with tzoras, tell them, change, buy a new suit, you tell them. And then everything works. He has kilayim in his suit. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos in kilayim says that a person that wears kilayim, he's marchik rach mishomayim imenu. Hashem has rach mishomayim on a person. Sometimes he bought a cheap clothes in America, he never checked it, and he doesn't understand why, he doesn't understand what is the machlekes Roman Rav Nachman and Sugyan Shchumi Gavoy. Pasha is wearing kilayim, it's no rachma Hashem olov. The Yaris Dvash, where is in Eibishitz, brings down that Amarti b'derech drash u'musa, the two brings down the famous Maise b'chayat echot, that Erev Yom Kippur, he bought a fish with a lot of money. And they asked him why he spent so much money, and he said, Yom Slicha, Kapore, Mechile, I will not spend so much money. Frank de Taz, why Dafka was Maise Bechayot? Chayot is a tailor. Maise Bechayot Echot, a tailor, went and he bought expensive fish for Yom Kippur. Why Dafka a tailor? So he said, that when it's a shatnez, the satan is mekatrik. Is the reason, the Yaris Dvash says it, that, you know, Big Dikur and Godel had shatnez, we know. Chazal say that it's mutter. But by Yom Kippur, the Kohen Godel wear Big Day Lovam. Even the Kohen Godel that is mutter, the words, it's also in Yom Kippur, in Kippurim, so you have to know. Aber Hazeh sagt die Eres Dvash. Even in the Kohen Gadol, aber in Yom Kippur, so he said the Chayot, the tailor, that he did his own clothes, he knew that his clothes don't have shachnas. So mainly he was happy in Yom Kippur. He knew in Yom Kippur as Tfilas of Miskabel. Different people, you don't know if the Tfilas of Miskabel or not. It's not if you're wearing shachnas or not. It's brought down, Lemaise, the Ma'arit brings down that even a person that is over shatnas b'shegeg, his tefillahs are not niskabel. Even if you're over shatnas b'shegeg, the tefillahs are not niskabel. They said, v'sheresh avoido b'shara koilel perik yutches, it's ma'arich, arich es atzumer, so shara korban perik alef, that till 40 days, the tefillahs are not niskabel. If you put on shatnas, it blocks it for 40 days. Chasam Sefer brings down in the tshuva that were machmirim that didn't wear wool clothes. They never put on wool clothes. Tshuva Chasam Sefer Rachaim Simet Ezvob. Chasam Sefer says, She'amachmir shelo lilboish bigdei tzemer kodesh yom olay. Peliyoyetz brings down matoyv u'manoyim minek chosid chasidim anshe Ashkenaz that they don't wear wool. Why they didn't wear wool? So the shaila, why was the chumre of people not to wear wool? I'd say, you know, if Bochum has to take on this chumre before to say Kishu Morgan Avram. Yeah, but so some people say because they were nervous there would be shatness. But another reason, we'll see about, maybe there were choshesh to the shittas agro and all of the shittas, that even if you have different layers of clothes, one pisht and one tzemer, you also have a kilayim. Kilayim is, when you wear two begodim, one on top of each other, one is pisht and one is tzemer, you also have a yisur kilayim. So, we have to know, what if a person in the Maisa wore a beggar than it's a kilayim? What kind of tshuva he has to do? We'll see later. So I want a little bit to touch first the Yesodis and then a little bit Alochas also. We'll start. So the Imesur is Tzemer Kvosim in Pishto. Not Tzemer Gmalim, not Tzemer Arnovois, rabbits. And again, all the wool is allowed to with everything that grows, only with linen it's also. And linen has to be normal linen, even not linen, not pishton yam. Now, maybe in the Hemshech, get into it, I'll bring you some examples that you could see before. But bederech klal, it's time to know the klal, the chut pishton is a very strong string. Saying, the val, I'm not telling the klalim how to check. And even if we'll do a little bit, about it will only be lechum and not lekule. Now that people will start to think that they know how to check, it's a big pirtz elizachem. A chut pishton is a very strong string, and he's used lemoshul in a lot of places in couches. Lemoshul, they sew the edges of the leather. That you know, you see like this big sewing around the couch, sofa. So, you see, that string, bederech klal, is a pishton. Remember once, I came to one of the stores here in Meisharim. I told them my button is not exactly put in the right place. I think it fell down. My Rebbetzin put it not exactly in the right place. So I didn't want to go to my Rebbetzin to tell that she didn't put it exactly in the right place. So I went to the store. So I have a store that I buy every time my suits. So when he saw it, he addressed me in the street, in the store. So I told him, "What's the problem?" He told me, "I roi kilayim bechavei, roi poishtei afilu bashuk." I said, "Chomishin kilayim?" I don't know, my tefillah is in this kabel. I know I have chomishin kilayim. I feel I don't have kilayim. When I said, check with him, I know I don't have kilayim. So he said, "Listen, this button I tried to take off, it's sold with such a strong string." He said, "You didn't buy it here, I'm telling you. This string is pishton. Try to take it off." So I'll tell you, I don't think it's Pishta. He said, tell me who sold it out. So I'll tell you the truth, my Rebbe said. So listen, I finished Machan Shalom Bayis, but I'm telling you it's Pishta. I said, listen, I'm telling my wife, I feel bad for the tzaddikim of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, maybe it's a aliyah do. Ishta, yalachas kama vekama. So the ma'aseh, we found out, she took, you know, when there was no thread in the house. So she took, you know, when sometimes you do the teeth, you have like this plastic, very strong string. So for that day, she didn't want me to go to yeshiva. So she sold with that strong string. So he saw such a strong string, he was pushed there, filled with a shoe. He claimed, it's kilai. It's kilai, it's such a strong string, only could be for pishta. I'm only could have a strong string that is not. They have nylon, they have strong strings that come also from different materials. As I'm saying, not, we don't pass on this kind of clothing. At least it was only pushing the jacket. So that's such a... Some shittas anyway hold that it's only a jacket. Shaila the poiskim, because in the Gemara it's also in the isha. It's a big shaila. If the poishet is even the mokum, if you have to take it off, even if you're being old, a poishet means the bizayon. And dressing in the street, that's the bizayon. More in brachas daf chof haroi kilei mechaver el chokma veneitzel ve intvuna keneged Hashem haroi kilei mechaver etzel chaveroi poisht koyfetz olav poishte afilu bashuk. It's the more in brachas. So this is time a klal to know. It was the most of a company. We'll get later when we go to the in America. I forgot the name. It's choshev a company of socks. More like, you know, the white ones, the sporter ones. And the edge near the toes, to make it strong, was like a kind of sew. And that was made from pishta. Because, I don't know, is, again, I'm not saying, don't start me out, now you'll check only places that's strong, and then, the marshal, just, again, just to be mamchish, you have a lot of time, if you have the marshal, a wool suit, get later, what do you have to check it out? And I want la'at, it's better. I think it's a zach that if you, it's kedai once in life to know it, the good mitchilo ve'atzoif, it's a shirus. You go, you're stuck in an island, you don't know what to do. You go to the shabbos checking, there's no one there to check, yeah? Because that's to know. But the marshal, so the zipper of the pants, a lot of times they sew with a chut pishto to keep it very strong. So everything is wool. And they write 100% wool. Like, they don't have to say 100%, but there's a little bit of metal in the zipper, right? Because 100% wool means the baguette. But they sew, so everything is wool. And you say it's a very chosh of a company, and they mamish, and it's 100% wool. So as if the zipper has a piece of metal, and they don't write point epis metal, it's linen that holds the zipper inside.
No amount that's
bottled
in the
bank. Well, we'll get to that. No. These examples that I'm bringing are not. So I'm saying this is the reason, even people say like, okay, these companies will not lie. Why they will do it? So then they have sometimes these nice big wool blankets. The hotels, they can give them out. On the planes, they can give them out. But the problem is, if you have just a piece of wool, slowly, pieces could just... Slowly fall off. So they want it to be good. They sew every good blanket like that. They sew it around. It's like one sew going around. That sew, a lot of times, they do with a string of linen. It's strong. It stays forever. Couches, a lot of times, are sewed with linen strings. We'll see later if it's a kilayim. And a couch or not. It's a lot of this, the rice, the soda, the rabbanon, the chair, the carpet, is alochas. Carpets, a lot of times, the edges are sewed, the edge of the carpet, before they have the tzitzis coming out of the carpet, they sew it with linen. So I want to go a little bit, first the metzias. We have a string that is made from wool, and we have a string that is made from linen. What is a string? A string is made from a lot of small strings. When we get a string, Marshall, we'll take the tzitzis, chut. chud of the tzitzis is made from eight little chutim that are joined together. So the tzitzis, it's obvious, it's big. Like a siyad, we could see it. Every string, kimat, is made from little pieces that are bound together and bring us to the matzah of becoming a string. If they took pieces of wool and they created a string out of them, if that string is more than 50% from wool, it's called the chut of tzemer. If the string himself is roiv synthetic, or roiv something else, the chut doesn't have a din of a chut shel tzemer. So what you asked before, if you go bus a roiv or not, clapping the string, we have such a halacha. Some achroinim hold, but if you could see that it's a wool, it's also. Sometimes in fancy clothes, they make the string from all different kind of materials, but forget it, the tzemer they call it red, this the one that string to look like all different colors. So then it could be that string is not bottle. If you have a string that is made from wool and linen together, that string has a shame of kilayim. Again, it's wool and linen together. And the mele, you're not allowed to use it to make a baguette. And you can't sew it at a baguette. It already has the shame kilayim, that chut. And he himself, if you're allowed to pshitas, makes the baguette to be kilayim. Then you have that interesting string that normally they don't create such strings. But that string, they do it again. Sometimes the marshal, they want it sewed on the pants, a zipper, or they will want a couch, but they will not really want to use linen. But they want it to be strong. So they will take pieces of wool with a little bit of linen inside. They will make it a string that will look like a wool string, but that string, a thread, what it is, from wool, has really a little bit linen inside to give it a strand. Like you see in shoelaces sometimes, when it starts to tear, then you find like one little string that's very stark inside the shoelace. Yeah? Pshat. They can't make the shoelace in that little line. The shoelace himself has to be strong. So they do it together. There's a little choshev ezach inside. Around it is a gantz of shoelace. So b'mele, that string could be a kilayim. So again, that the mumchim know where to check where normally they use these kind of strings. Again, if the string has more than 50% synthetic, it's not a problem. So the poskim say like this: if me'iker adin, you have 40% wool, 60% synthetic in the string, you're allowed to use it even in a linen baguette, because it doesn't have a shame wool. 50-50 synthetic and wool, it has a halacha of wool. Lemaisa, not to trust what says on the company, but if it's a reliable company and it says 100% synthetic, you're allowed to use it in a wool baguette. I know, Lama Zagan, you're married, you have you're not going to a shatnez thing. You have a suit, like my case, and your button falls off. So you want the Azi Rebbetzin to sew it for you, right? Today maybe Bachim don't sew themselves, yeah? So what do? You have a suit, it's wool. 40% wool, 80% wool. You have wool. Now you want to take a string or thread and put back your button. So what thread you go? So you go to buy a thread that is called synthetic. Now if the thread is linen, you're doing kilayim now. If it's 50-50, it's also kilayim. So the best thing is you take a thread that is written down synthetic. Because even if Lamazog and a little bit wool, linen went in, or fuck out, if you have a linen baguette. But we said, in a string, we go basaroy what is in the string. So mele, if it says in it, again, if it doesn't say, and you have a shayla and someone did, I know when I got married, so I was in Gateshead, England. So And there was a Goyish tailor. And he was Mamish Mumche. English, you know. Abayis Abisei went to him. So they also go up to him and say, "There's a minig there." And I came to fix my coat. And when he came, he said, "Oh, one second. You're Jewish, right? I have to change the string." And he would fix the coat with a linen string for the Jewish people. In America, they do it, you go to the Chinese, they do it there, I saw when I was there. So you have to know. So if you're going to fix something, check what string they're doing. Because, you know, you checked already from Shatnez. And you just go across the street with the Chinese guy, he just fixes it. I'm saying again, could be we'll see later, it's Roif today. They don't have Chinese.
They don't use linen. They use the cheapest material possible.
I'm saying again, the Shiloh who you go to, yeah?
Chinese.
I was a guy in the place, in the quarter there, I don't know the place. But I'm saying again, we're speaking now, Legabe Bediyevet, Legabe, we'll see a lot of coolest later. I'm saying now, a person wants to know, he has a suit, he's not going to give it again to the Shatnez place, and it's ripped, and it's torn, there's a trip somewhere, and he has to fix it. And he goes in to fix it. Or he fixes it himself.
The guy is Neman?
In that case, he's Neman because he wanted to use a cheaper string. But you can check. You take the string if it tears. But again, I don't want to give you the simonim how to check. But I'm saying, these are lochas. If you don't learn lemaise to use it...
What do you mean? He makes money from the Jews.
What?
Manavshach,
but lo meshane. If the Jews will chaper ilai, they will stop to come. So what if we saw him? If this is the cheshbon, it's a punk fakir. Maybe the guy is not so smart. Yeah, We'll go bite. I'm saying again, the best thing is to take a string from a company that is mesudar and it says on it 100% synthetic. You know that you're okay. L'moshel, you have to know. A person has a clothes from silk or cotton. This will bring us later to the problem that was at Kufa that a lot of Rabbanim asked to wear their silk ties. The clay that was shot is inside. We'll see in what part. But L'mais, if you have a baguette from silk and there's one string that is made from shatnez, that is a very nice silk tie, and there's one baguette string that is made from shatnez, the whole baguette becomes also. That string that is made, that thread that is made from shatnez could be in a couple places. Again, lamaisa later we'll see. Lamoshal, you have a nice yarmulke. See later that the yarmulke is also kilayim, warms up the head. And he writes Moshi on the yarmulke. The guy that uses the thread to sew, he wants strong strings. So if he has, if the yarmulke is tzemel and he puts linen, for sure it's klai. But I'm a zogun, no, the yarmulke is synthetic. But that string, that color string that he wants, like Moshe with red and white mixed together, written down, yeah? That is made from a linen, from a kilayim b'chut, a little bit. Wool and a little bit linen. No, you don't have to be nerefin the Moshi. That you're not nerefin, but you're nerefin the yarmulke. No, the whole baguette becomes kilayim. If it's sewed into the baguette becomes a baguette kilayim.
What if it's a small yarmulke? Does it keep you warm?
I think the people that have small yarmulke don't listen to our shiur. Stop saying. Legufam shadvarim, we'll speak later. Lemaise, I'm saying it before Purim, mostly these little caps, the Russian caps, bederech lal klaim. Stop. So listen, these are bederech lal klaim. And the poskim hold. So we'll try later to get to close. I'm saying. But the poskim hold that this is called to warm. And I, for kufas, I didn't understand first for sure these things. You see, why they go and wear it? It's called, you see, in Russia, the kuchma, all these achim, they try to be warm with a hat. But even our hats, Even the Knesset hats, the Poskim hold that could be. Now I think the story is the first it is, there's also Hechsher already from Badatz. Sure, that's not climb, no? Yes, but the Yamik is divided, don't have Hechsher. We're getting there. But I'm saying the reason is, you see yourself when it's cold outside. Some Bochum lay alone and go without a hat. But when it's cold outside, they will put on a hat. The mice, it's a kind of protecting. Some guys don't go with a hat also when it's cold. Some guys go with a hat also when it's hot. But there's a medium matzah that sometimes you realize, it's so cold outside, like this, I'll go to the shtiblach without a hat. Yeah? It's cold. Takes a hat. Not saying the guy is scared to get spoiled in the rain, yeah? Under chelik. I'm saying, is a musig lemaisa you wore when you have a hat? But okay, we'll get it.
Only opposite necessarily for the winter. In summer.
We'll see later if it's a aloy or levisha. Now, what if you have a silk baguette, and one side you have a thread from wool, and one side you have a pishtun? Mostly you have a synthetic jacket. The buttons, the guy decided to put on some linen, you know, he doesn't want them to fall. Then inside, it's very cold. You bought yourself a lining as inside from wool. It's not attached. But then one side is semel and one side is pishtim. They're not touching each other. So machlekes. If they're touching, it's also lekula alma. If they're not touching each other, the minig is to be mekel. Aber lemais yir shomayim has to be machmer. Now, the case that I said with the cold is not exactly a good case. There could be it's also lekula alma. I'm speaking in a case. In the case of the cold, maybe it's also lekula alma. I don't. Get it anyway in a second. I'm more will speak about a case. The most you have a tie that it says in one place Moishi and in one place it says Happy Purim. One is from linen, one is from pishtun, and that is a machlekes. Or a button on one side and the zipper, the marshal, could be on another side. Now, what would be if you have two materials? One from wool and one from linen. And you sew them together with a thread. This is also kilay. That it doesn't have to be strings. It could be a beged semel, a beged pishtim, and you sew them together. Then it's for sure kilay. What would be, Baba, I'll explain to you why I'm saying it in a second, you understand why. You have a baguette from cotton, and in the edge is wool, and in the edge is linen. Not two strings. First case you said, Moishi and Gupurim, yeah? Are sold strings that are attaching the baguette. Here, Be'etzem, you have a baguette. So I'll explain to you the difference. Before I spoke about Semer and Pishtim that I sold them together. Here I didn't sew them together. I sewed it to a baguette that the baguette can exit. It's a machlekes. This will leave later to know that it's a shaila. Why am I speaking about it? The halacha could be very much more by women than by men. But all of us, but as Hashem, will be married to know that. You have a scarf that is made from wool. We'll get it later. You have to check a scarf. You don't have to check a scarf. But Olam Hazeh, you have a kosher, nice wool scarf. No problem. You have a linen baguette. And you want to connect it with a safety pin. Could be over Isur Kilay. You have to know maybe if the safety pin goes in once, it's not such a problem. But if it goes in twice, it could be a problem. So, a scarf, I know most people don't connect the scarf to where they connect the scarf. But they have a little kid that every time loses the scarf, so the Eilik and Mama just decides with two pins, she'll put it together. or you have all different kind of clothing sometimes for fancy occasions, so you connect something together. So you have to know that sometimes when you can connect two clothing together with safety pins, could be you causing kelayim. If you have a linen coat and you put inside a lining from wool with a zipper, so machlekes if a zipper is called like sewing it together or not. It could be a big enough community. You have a coat. It's not a shatnez, we'll check. Now you buy yourself a linen, a lining inside, and you put inside something from wool. Could be a Eva Kilayim. You have to know. Okay. Now, so these are the clothing. We'll have to see later how you know to check. This is an Isu Levisha, or Aloe. Okay. Now we'll go a little bit more lemaisedik again, the clothing. Meikar Adin, we said you're not allowed to wear a beged that is kilayim, made from tzemer and pishtim, half tzemer and pishtim inside, and one side and two sides. The most, why I'm saying two sides and one side? A lot of times, we'll get to the practical, is pillows, not sleeping pillows, that we'll get it in a second, is pillows in a jacket. There's two pillows that a person has in two sides of the jacket.
Shoulder pads.
That's why they call it pillows. Okay? Kariot. Shoulder pads. Now, these shoulder pads, today, most of them already are done. Take from a kind of, like a
polyester?
Not polyester, like a sponge as I. Like a. Something like a sponge, exactly. In the old days, they made it from shmatas. All the shmatas pressed together. A lot of time it was mamish kilayim there. Sometimes pieces of beged. Forget from all the shmatas. Or sometimes they do it from one kind of material, from the leftovers. So, Marshall, you could have here a pillow from linen. Okay, my suit is polyester. But here you have a shoulder pad from linen. Then, if I can't, I want wool strings. And you can have kilayim. Then on one side of the beged you connect it to linen, the other side you connect it to pishta, to tzema. And say, again, this is going to get to the poiskim. If on one side or the other side, it's mitzvah. But I know I want to start. I said, these are the klolim that we'll see later when we go to the practical things, where to be choshesh and how to measure everything, if these pads are called kilayim, not called kilayim. We have to go step by step. There's another shita. You're not allowed to wear not only beged kilayim. If you have two layers, linen and wool on top of it, you're not allowed to wear it. It's kilayim. But in condition that you cannot take off the bottom one without taking off the top one. To give you an example, you have boots from wool. This is for the example. I can see it's not so white already. Yeah. And you have socks from linen. Or the opposite. Socks from linen. Socks from wool. And boots from linen. There is no way to take off the socks without taking off the shoe. Lemoshel, I could take off my tzitzis without taking off my shirt. I think most people in the world could take off the tzitzis without taking off the shirt. No?
Sure.
And a yeshivish shirt. And not even a yeshivish shirt, every shirt. You put your hands inside, you pull it out. You don't have to take off your shirt. So dear Lemoshel will not be a problem. The chumrah is when the bottom beged cannot be taken off without taking off the top beged that is on top of it. The Ramos says to be machmir on it. The Welt says that this is the reason the Goyen, we know that Taliskotten from the Goyen was not wool. Taliskotten from the Goyen was cotton. There's different reasons why the Goyen didn't go. Ashes, he wore Taliskotten anyway from wool the whole day. They say because his Malbush Elyon was made from linen. And he could not take off after his Malbush Elyon. Some say, fuck up. Malbush Tachten was, but Memele, he was Choshesh. Again, it's a Chumre that I'm not going in. I'm not saying, again, Be'ez Hashem, you get to that age to be Machmirit. Not to wear wool socks when your shoes are sewed with linen. A lot of shoes, like we said, the strong strings are linen. So a lot of times they sew the shoes around with linen. So it's not mamish a beged. But this chumra lemoshul and socks, it makes sense. What would be lemoshul if a person has an undershirt? That means that the undershirt is from linen and the shirt is from wool. Better because the opposite. Some people have undershirt from wool. They buy a fancy shirt that is made from linen. So that's when you say, I can't take off the bottom beged without taking off the top beged. So you have to know, you could look at it without the buttons closed if you could take it off or not. Could be an undershirt you can't take off even without the buttons. But the marshal, I'm saying, so you have to know the klolim when to be machmir. If they have a beged pishton and a beged tzema, but you have to know the Ramos says to be machmir. One mazach before we'll start a little bit lemaisa, pillows, real pillows. But inside is tzemer and pishton. Not sewed together, instead of putting feathers, they go the cheaper places, China, and what they put inside a pillow, all the shmatas, they go to the factories, like you know, like they have the wood shops, all the wood that comes out, they take all the shmatas for the material, they put it together. And the problem is they sew it. Right? The pillow is sewed. They don't want it to open and it will pour all over. So it's a machlekes. If it's Isu Deiraisa, it's called the Tzemer Pishtin are sewed together, or it's Mutter. The Iker Adin, it's Mutter, but Yeshomayim has to be Machmer. So you have to know, a lot of places, especially the old kind of inns that you go to sleep in, sometimes they have these kind of pillows.
What's the
material sewed together? The pillow is sewed. You can't find the Shmatis, right?
The outside.
The outside of the pillow is sewed together. I want this one aloha that we will learn together today. We know it's aloha velevisha. We pass in aloha is also only with aloha levisha as a machlekes. The Rambam answers, the Yesh Matirim, the Ramo brings down the Matirim. The shaila is the first shaila that is Negea. You go to measure a suit. The suit is kilayim. Remember, it was again. It was max expensive. It was a very fancy suit that a lot of people liked. It was mamish a piece of kilayim there. You bought it, you went to the kilayim place, they cut it off. Everyone knew in that part, it's kilayim. But you can't, but you know, they don't let you to take it off before you buy. So you have to measure. You're allowed to measure if clothing is kilayim or not. Yesh matirim. Why? Eina mechaven le'anoy. He doesn't want to be nene. He's only doing it for measuring. And some people say, no, it's called kavon le'levish. Nein. The Gemara says that you're allowed to be mavriach de meches. You're allowed to go over the tax. You don't want to pay tax, so you wear a lot of clothes, and they think that you're wearing it, and you're not paying tax. So the Gemara says you're allowed to. Shalom, why are you allowed to? It's a chkilayim. Moses, you're not mechaven la'anoy. So again, the Shad of the Gemara is on Alor, the Gemara is on Levisha. Lefi the Rambam, it's also. It's a Levisha. Chai Odom says, even if without the Rambam, it has to be also, because you mechave le Levisha. You mechave le Levisha. Moich Iksus are not mechave to wear it. They want you to think that they're wearing. Here you really want to wear it to see how it is when you wear it. This is the Svar of the Chai Odom.
When you're trying on the suit,
you're trying to see how it is when you wear it.
You're happy that you have the clothing and you didn't
want to. Yeah, no, again, you're mechave le Levisha. It's a chilush of the Chai Odom. The Shevet HaLevi says, you also mechave le Anoy. You also want to feel how you're nailing with it. You want to feel the enjoyment for a second. It's comfortable, it's geschmack. Andere, Amekel, what? Lemaise, the Gemara says that the tznuim would never mavriach the metas. So lemaise, la aloche, all the poskim say not to do it. If you know that it's kilayim, not to measure. It's the wrong thing. Yes, I'm a lismoich, but it's the wrong thing. But yes, I'm a lismoich. Maise, the chayodom is machmir. This is when it's a vaday. What happens when it's a suffix? You go to buy a suit, you misupik if it's kilayim or not. So a lot of the poiskim hold that you're allowed to. Why? It's a suffix isu, suffix psikreshe, and any miskaven, v'shori. It's a suffix if you're going to wear kilayim or not. V'meila, misuffik it's mutter. And the ma'ase, the achros, the poiskim that you're allowed.
Sounds
perfect. No, I'm saying the feeder Rambam. It's also on the Rambam could be a smutter. So it's one shtom sheet. It's all that it's smutter anyway. The mail it's a fake bichlal if it's also. The mail, but the Shmir Shabbos Gilchosa told me that Rabbi Liashiv told him that even when you're going to measure a suit. You're not allowed to go out of the room. How do they call that room that you measure?
Changing room.
Why? He says, you're allowed to go out with a jacket, but not with the pants. Because you have a noel that you don't want to be undressed. So it's also called a noel. It's a big chidush. Sometimes it has to be a noel from chimu. But also, mistone without pants is not so comfortable.
To show someone.
If it's someone that you're not embarrassed to be without pants, maybe. It's not too bad. Too bad. No, he says you can't go out of the room. And this the Shmir Shabbos told me. Not allowed to go out of the room. And the Shmir Shabbos is not known like a very big machmer, yeah?
Some souls don't have a mirror inside.
What?
Some souls don't have a mirror inside.
So don't buy it, these stores don't have a mirror inside. Lemaise, you could be makel on it. Because most pants don't have kilayim. We'll see, be'erich 95%, maybe 98% of the pants in the world don't have kilayim in our days. And if kimina will be, but if it's in a company that is tzdodi, that is kilayim, then it's a problem. Dainu. Klapi the heter, if the sofa exactly will yashiv, it's only if you don't mechave lano. Here you mechave lano? You mechave lano? You mechave lano? This is what the Yashiv tightness. That for being not being undressed, and again, you have to know, even when you wear a jacket, some people they like, you know, they like go around and around, spatzirzach in the store, like if they step out to the street a little bit. You have to know, this is Bishum Pani Voyevanish, Arayin and Arois. Not to sit and to be nailed from the jacket. So, you know, even if not, you know, chosh, a couple minutes, like with a good jacket, it feels good, yeah? Then it's also. You're not allowed. You have to know that. We'll see later. It for sure will be very negea to the level of the chshoshes. The Hainu, we have to know today when you have to be chshosh and when you don't have to be chshosh. But again, to remember the klal, vada kilayim, not to measure. Safa kilayim, if you're not mechavan la'anoy, the poiskim hold that it's mutter. Rabbi Eliashiv holds, but not to go out the changing room, the measuring room, with pants, nahainu, with a jacket, you could go out. But the pants.
In the room, you measure outside.
You measure outside if you could go outside. If you can't go outside, so you have to call the room measuring room. Oh, but I'm saying, today the metzias, the few that I found out, the metzias today that 98% of the pants in the world is roiv gomu, that are not kilayim. So b'meile, b'etzem, we'll see later, a lot of these things that we, if you have to send it to check in or not, it's, when we get to the halachas, someone will say, one second, if it's roiv, we'll go on a list of things that are roiv that are not kilayim. So the guy says, I don't have to give it a shot in this place. So we'll say, some things, v'mokim de'ike levarer, you're not tzemech an roiv. So mele, you can steer it. But Kolzman, you didn't buy it, you can't give it to the place to check. So mele, you don't have to. And most of the guy is stuck before Shabbos. Could be he's allowed to wear it for Shabbos, even if they didn't check it yet. Because he can't be involved before Shabbos. But I'm saying, so mele, and the pants, but l'yitzu, the pants will be take 50-50, then you'll have the chum for Rabbi Eliashiv, the katchila not to do abdike. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll go in more lemaisa to the point.
It's a complex thing about man and China. It's like someone has the same tattoo as in China.
It's, again, to measure for sure you're allowed. If you have to check lemaisa, we'll just forget later. The percentage of.
Say the cheap seats don't have
sharpness.
The cheap ones don't have
the most. I said in the old days. Today the problem is a lot of the cheap ones get material, leftover materials. Moshe was like, you know, now the Darchi started it, the grip presence of them. Yeah. So all the fancy people today are not throwing away the clothes. They give it to the store and they get back tax reduction. You know what I mean? So hundreds of people now start to do it even in the Yiddish community. So all the 5 times, Dachi started it. So all the 5 times people take all the fancy clothes and now they start.